Wyoming GOP, consensus is clear, Liz Cheney's impeachment vote has sparked unprecedented outcry. By Joshua Kaplan on January 14, 2021. The Wyoming Republican Party on Wednesday published a list of criticisms it received from constituents about House Republican Conference Chair Liz Cheney's RY vote to impeach President Donald Trump over last week's deadly riots at the U.S. Capitol. There has not been a time during our tenure when we have seen this type of an outcry from our fellow Republicans, with the anger and frustration being palpable in the comments we have received. Our telephone has not stopped ringing, our email is filling up, and our website has seen more traffic than at any previous time, the Wyoming GOP said in a statement. The consensus is clear that those who are reaching out to the party vehemently disagree with Representative Cheney's decision and actions. The Wyoming GOP released comments accusing Cheney of refusing to allow President Trump due process during the House's impeachment efforts and siding with radical progressives. By announcing her decision to vote for impeachment, Representative Cheney denied President Trump due process. She judged the evidence before it was presented and refused to listen to the arguments made, the statement reads. Representative Cheney has aligned herself with leftists who are screaming that what happened last Wednesday is the worst thing ever in our history, or similar such claims. That is absurd and shows their lack of knowledge of history as well as their willingness to skew the facts to further their corrupt agenda. The vote to impeach President Trump was approved by the House on Wednesday by a vote of 232 to 197, with Cheney being among the 10 Republicans who supported the measure. On January 6, 2021, a violent mob attacked the United States Capitol to obstruct the process of our democracy and stop the counting of presidential electoral votes. This insurrection caused injury, death, and destruction in the most sacred space in our republic, Cheney said in a statement Tuesday addressing her decision to back impeachment. Much more will become clear in coming days and weeks, but what we know now is enough. The President of the United States summoned this mob, assembled the mob, and lit the flame of this attack. Everything that followed was his doing. None of this would have happened without the president, the lawmaker added. The president could have immediately and forcefully intervened to stop the violence. He did not. There has never been a greater betrayal by a president of the United States of his office and his oath to the Constitution. I will vote to impeach the president, she concluded. Cheney's vote prompted calls for her resignation from her House GOP leadership post from Reps. Jim Jordan, R.O., Andy Biggs, R.O.S., and Marjorie Taylor Greene, R.G.A. We ought to have a second vote, Jordan told reporters Wednesday. The conference ought to vote on that. Cheney has since rejected such calls. I'm not going anywhere, Cheney told Politico reporter Melanie Zanona. This is a vote of conscience. It's one where there are different views in our conference.